From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. In one of the FBI's largest crackdown on organized crime, more than 100 suspected mobsters across New York, New Jersey, and New England were arrested this morning. NPR's Robert Smith reports that the sweep includes some of the biggest crime bosses.
In all, there are 127 people who are being charged, including high-ranking members of the Gambino and Colombo crime families. Hundreds of pages of indictments spell out a litany of crimes, from illegal poker games in car repair shops to bullets in the back of the head. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says the roundup doesn't end mob influence in New York, but it does make a dent.
This is one of the largest single-day operations against the mafia in the FBI's history, both in terms of the number of defendants arrested and charged and the scope of the criminal activity that is alleged.
The crimes include two murders from 30 years ago and another from 2002. Explaining how they solved these old crimes, FBI officials say that the mafia vow of silence isn't what it used to be. Plenty of informants sang like canaries. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Less than 2 weeks after suffering a gunshot wound in Tucson, Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords will be transferred to a rehabilitation center in Houston tomorrow. Her husband, Mark Kelly, says he is optimistic.
I'm extremely hopeful that Gabby's going to make a full recovery. I've told her that. She recognizes it. She's a strong person, a fighter. I mean, she is a fighter like, you know, nobody else that I know. So I am extremely confident that she's going to be back here and back at work soon.
Giffords was meeting constituents when the alleged gunman Jared Loughner shot her and gunned down 18 others. Six people died. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. and other players are trying to figure out a way to revive Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Obama administration has been discouraging Palestinians from bringing up their cause at the United Nations.
Secretary Clinton is in an awkward spot. While she has criticized Israeli building projects in the occupied Palestinian territories, she has also complained about Palestinian efforts to get the UN Security Council to condemn that settlement activity.
We're working to keep the focus where we think it needs to be, and that's not in New York.
She says the Israeli-Palestinian conflict can only be resolved through negotiations. The U.S. has been unable to revive those talks, but Secretary Clinton says the U.S. is consulting with Russia, the European Union, and United Nations on how to move forward. Palestinians and their allies, meanwhile, are moving ahead with their efforts to persuade the U.S. not to block a draft U.N. Security Council resolution that calls Israeli settlements illegal and a major obstacle to peace. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Chinese President Hu Jintao met lawmakers and business leaders today in Washington, with the U.S.-China trade dispute ranking high on their agenda. This is NPR News. Warning shots fired above the heads of Tunisian protesters demanding a complete democratic change of government. The new unity government includes members of the deposed president's party. Former President George H.W. Bush and members of his administration are marking the 20th anniversary of the first Gulf War this week with an event in Texas. From member station KUT in Austin, Mose Bushell has more.
The event at Texas A&M University is billed as a reunion and roundtable discussion by officials in the first Gulf War. It will also include Dick Cheney, who served as the first President Bush's Secretary of Defense, as well as his Vice President, Dan Quayle, Secretary of State James Baker, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Colin Powell, and the Emir of Kuwait. Bombs were first reported over Baghdad January 16, 1991. Former President Bush has recently said he feels comfortable that the war is now considered the defining moment of his presidency. For NPR News, I'm Mose Bushell in Austin.
At the Capitol, tributes today on this 50th anniversary of John F. Kennedy's inaugural address. His daughter, Caroline Kennedy, was among the speakers. She says her father's call to service was most evident in her uncle, Sergeant Shriver, who died this week.
Sarge played a critical role in our family's life and in my father's administration. He embodied the ideal of public service that we celebrate today.
Other speakers included Vice President Joe Biden and Speaker of the House, John Boehner. Here's the latest from Wall Street before the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2 points at 11,823, with NASDAQ down 21 at 2704. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.